Welcome back to Empathic Exploration Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Nikki. Today, we want to talk about how to deal with change. How do we deal with change? I think this is a pretty significant topic to talk about, to explore together. So whatever resonates for you, please take it. Whatever don't, then leave it on the table for the person that that message came for. This podcast is really about pods of messages sent out to each unique individual listeners. And what I'm really excited about is that whenever something resonates for someone, there's that feeling that you experience. There's something that's happening. It might not have happened the same way, but there's something that happens in your beingness. And that's when change comes about. That's when growth comes about. So that is the purpose of this podcast. So thank you for listening. So how do we deal with change? And not so much how to deal with change. Maybe I could say it this way. How do we handle change? I think that resonates more. How do we handle change? So about a year and a half ago, I relocated from New York to North Carolina. And that was big for me because I've been in New York all my life, and it's a pretty massive change for me. I think relocation is right up there when you talk about a massive change. Maybe getting married. Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you just got married and you're experiencing the change of that. So, being transparent, my personal experience with change, I recognize that once I get settled into a space and once I'm accustomed to a certain space, I'm very comfortable in that space. I think that that goes for everyone. That's something safe to say, that once we know the space that we're entering in, there's not so much of a fear or anxiety that builds around that because we know where we're going. We know the people, we know the space. So we're not afraid or we're not anxious or nervous. But when you don't know, then maybe some anxiousness, you know, that anxiety's there, fear, some uncomfortability is there. I would say that's one of the words that comes up for me when we talk about change, is the minute we move into the change or we walk into that space that there's a change, there's an uncomfortability there. And so when I moved here, it was very uncomfortable for me because I didn't know the area. I didn't have any family here where I could say, take me around and you feel some sort of comfortability. I was basically exploring for myself. And in certain spaces, as the space I'm in now, there's no subways here for me to get around. So you need to know how to drive. You need to have a car. There's certain details that comes with the change that we have to be mindful of. And it becomes very uncomfortable. And that can bring up some anxiety. It can bring up maybe some sadness, depression, maybe. It could bring up a lot of things in us because we're not used to the space. We're not comfortable in the space. So that's what we're talking about today, how to deal with change, how to manage change. And so, as I said, if it resonates, take it. If it don't, leave the rest on the table. So what I want you to observe is that you're not changing. Everything around you is changing. Today is today. Tomorrow is a different day. So everything is constantly changing. Our bodies are changing. And when I say you're not changing, I'm not referring to your bodies, because we're all changing. We're all getting older. So it's not so much about the body, the physical. It's about your spirit, your being. And so I'd like to point your attention to everything that's around you is constantly changing. Everything born of time changes because of time. As time goes forward, trees are changing. And there's many different seasons that we go through. Fall, winter, spring, summer. And it continues on and on. And so that's what I would want you to observe. When we get into a new space or something changes for us, it might be a job situation. You don't know what to expect. And that might bring up some anxiety for you. It might bring up a little fear or a lot of fear. I don't want to minimize the fear that comes with change. And so, as I talked about season changing, you know, to everything, there's a season. And this can be recognized. This is true. During the winter, the trees change. And during the spring, summer, the trees are also changing. So we're observing this change, but we also emotionally, mentally change with change, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense for you. We're also emotionally, mentally changing with change. Every time we experience change, we're changing emotionally and mentally. But what I want to point you to is that you're observing the change. So sometimes we're afraid. We're afraid of these changes. They're challenging. I must say that to you. They're challenging. When I was here, I had to learn a different way of getting around. There's a different energy, a different vibration from where I'm used to. Different mannerism. There's so much that I had to learn. Some of it was very uncomfortable for me. I think when we deal with change, we have to connect to something new. And so as we're dealing with the change and having to deal with something new, that can bring up a lot for an individual. Making new friends is also something, because I recognize in the human experience that it's natural for us to connect or to want to connect. It's something natural. We want to connect. And when change happens, now we have to connect with something new. And that might not feel so comfortable in the moment. But once you start making connection within the change, then you start feeling more a part of something, if that makes sense. You start feeling like you belong, like you're seen. It's just like the family structure. Some of us have chosen family because our blood family has not really made space for us for whatever reason. So we have to find that connection with other people that are not necessarily in our bloodline. And that's all to connect. What I'm recognizing here is when we have to deal with change, it's sort of like we are now looking to connect with the change, with something new. And sometimes that can be very, very challenging. Now, how do we deal with that? Or the better question is, how do we manage change? And so I would say, be strong. Be strong. Because what I do know is that in this new change, in this change that you're experiencing, there's something new for you to learn. There's something there for you to experience, to connect to. Some people, they travel, and that's where they met their life partner. They experience a different feeling for the first time. And then now they're living in that place. And if we don't go through changes, then we won't experience. If that makes sense. We're not experiencing. And in change, that's where we experience. That's where we're exploring our feelings right now as it relates to this ever-changing world. When you change jobs, you have to make new friends, your new coworkers. You have to learn new systems. You have to deal with new people. And sometimes doing that can be a little bit, the word that's coming up for me right now is intimidating. That word, intimidating. Let's stay right here with that word, intimidating. Change can be intimidating. I'm so grateful because that word came direct from that deeper space. And I can feel that change for a lot of us can be very intimidating. But be strong. Be strong. Because most of us, if you've lived, you've lived through some changes and you're still here. You're still breathing and your heart is still beating. So if you went through that change, sure enough, you'll make it through any change that comes your way. Whatever season you have to go through, you'll be all right. Be kind to yourself. Make space for yourself. Take care of yourself during the time of these changes. Find something that you already have connected to keep you grounded, navigating the new change that is in your life. There's also a time to every purpose. And that's what's so beautiful about change. It's full of purpose. It's full of purpose. But change can be intimidating. Once we're brave enough and courageous enough, those are the words that are coming to me, to move through these changes, move through the intimidation, move through the fear, move through the anxiety, then purpose reveals itself. Then the purpose reveals itself. So, when I moved to North Carolina, it's very uncomfortable for me because I wasn't used to a lot of things down here, and I'm still not used to a lot of things down here, and I don't know if I ever will be used to it. But right now, in the moment, there is so much beauty around me, so much that I'm experiencing, and that's where I reside, staying present in the moment. And that's a tool you would want to use while you're experiencing change. Stay present, because if you look behind, which is the past, or if you look ahead of you, you will get lost. You will be lost. Stay present and enjoy the moment for what it is. And that purpose will make itself known to you. Everything is changing. I don't know if I'll be here the next 3 years. I could be somewhere else. But I'm here now. And I'm staying present in the moment here, so the purpose of being here can be fulfilled. I hope this resonates for you. I thank you so much for listening to another episode of Empathic Explorations. I'm your coach, Nikki. Thank you for listening.